To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks on 2SER.
Good morning, Tali Alotia.
Hello, Sophie Lai.
Welcome back to Gaggle of Geeks. It's been a little while.
It has. It feels like it's one of those things where it has just been a week. We just had a wake off.
I had a wake off.
And but it feels like it's been months.
So long.
Yeah.
To be fair, a lot has happened in these 2 weeks that we haven't been on.
So much has happened. If anything, they went, let's do it all now. And then just blow their minds.
I mean, we didn't even talk about a lot of things in the podcast, what happened last week, because we're like, it's old news now.
It's too far gone.
It's gone. We can't speak about it anymore.
It's like Harry Potter, like Voldemort, he who should not be named. Yeah. Is what happened in the. I don't know where I was going. As soon as I started, I was like, that makes sense. And I was like, no, it's not, because pop culture news is not the Dark Lord.
Isn't it?
And on that philosophical note.
But yeah, big weekend. Well, last weekend, I should say, because it was San Diego Comic Con.
Is that like nerd nirvana?
Yeah, pretty much. Nerd Christmas.
Nerd Christmas?
Yeah. Just all the goodies in one place.
It's so convenient.
So convenient.
All the good things.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Probably seeing the Shazam trailer.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't expect to see it because I was like, because I've seen a few stills and it looks pretty funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks like it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then the trailer came out and I was like, this looks really fun and cheesy. I love cheese.
Well, if they're going to drop it anywhere, they're going to do it there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
So Comic-Con now is like, for anyone that's not Marvel or Disney,
yeah,
it's the place to still drop all your good content because Disney now do all theirs at D23.
Yeah.
So you've seen like Marvel like shift away from Comic-Con.
Oh.
So now everyone else is like, yes, this is our space.
This is our time to go do it. Yeah.
Like, we don't need to worry about them. And like, you can actually take more space there. So
yeah.
So DC had quite a big presence. So Shazam, starring Zachary Levi, 3-minute trailer. Looks hilarious. It's like, remember that Tom Hanks movie Big?
Yes.
So it's that superimposed with superheroics.
what a joy. That is all the good things,
considering how like DC, like if you look at Justice League, that awful awful movie, it was so bad, and Batman v Superman, and just in general all the Supermans, they're all so dark.
And
this just was just fun, and like the kids looked like they were having fun in it and they were just taking the piss a bit. So it was kind of nice.
Do you think that superhero movies are moving towards a more comedic light kind of take on what's happening? Because they were like, you do remember a lot of them, a lot of Batmans, which were really dark and moody.
Well, the Chris Nolan one started that whole, I'm Batman and I'm going to be really dark and dark.
And there is no sun in Gotham City. Like nothing is ever happy and good.
And everyone's like, that's a winning formula. We're going to, everyone's going to go dark.
Because it was like even Superman's like costume went darker as well to like, you know, as the homage to everything be darker. And
but now now everyone's like, okay, that's very dark, a bit too dark. Well, I think that's the thing about a lot of Marvel movies. They've got that balance between levity and seriousness.
Yep. And the light and shade.
Yeah. And DC is still figuring it out. And it looks like they're finally starting to get it. Just like, 10 years down the track.
Yeah. It's all right. As long as they're there now, it's all fine.
Yeah. But the thing is, they also put out a trailer for Titans, which is a new TV series based on, I think, like the Outsiders / Titans era. Teen Titans. And it is super, super dark.
They obviously didn't get the memo.
The TV didn't get the memo because it's super dark. And everyone's like, well, this is just lame. And it has an Aussie boy in it, Brendan Thwaites. And
it must like, be so nerve-wracking, I would imagine, for these producers and things like that to show their trailers in front of a live audience too. and just be like, because I guess that's their first real reaction of what the crowd is going to want and what the audience is going to be to it. So can you imagine if they do Shazam, it's really light and funny, and everyone's like, no, no. Like, what do they do? And do they just go back to post-production and just be like, okay, make...
I guess that's what they've been doing with all the X-Men movies.
Everything. Make it darker. Change everything. No laughing. Cut every laughter scene out.
But it's funny because they've actually been doing that a lot with a lot of films where they've gone, make it funnier. It's too dark. Make it funnier. Go back to the... like post and make it funnier.
Yeah, put some scenes into it.
I mean, that's
what
they did with Justice League. They got on Joss Whedon to make it a bit more light.
Yeah, man.
So,
It must be that thing of getting the reaction because, like, Jodie Whittaker kind of did her first... Yeah. Female Doctor Who. Yeah. It really annoys me that I keep saying female Doctor Who. She's now just Doctor Who. I don't have to keep saying that she's a woman.
Now the Doctor, but she's the first woman Doctor. Mm. I mean, after 13 men.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's about time.
It's about time, guys. But it was her first real appearance as the Doctor, apart from that, you know, like some of the short little snippets of her like kind of running around in the forest. That's what I just remember, her in a coat just kind of running around in the woods.
Yeah, I think that was the first look.
Yeah.
Just to show off the costume.
Yeah.
Was that. But yeah, now she's her first actual
interaction with fans to see it. It is real.
And it's so sweet.
It's so nice. It's so nice.
Everyone's like, what do you want people to feel like when they see you? And she's like, it's okay to look up to women. You're like, yes!
And then I think I saw it was a picture that she had with a very young girl Doctor Who fan who was dressed up. And you're just like, that's why representation matters.
Mm.
It's just like, yes, this little girl may have dressed up as the Doctor regardless, but there might be a thing where it's a little bit more aspirational.
Because, yeah, it was back when everyone would dress up as one of the companions. And not saying the companions aren't bad, but they were never the Doctor.
Exactly. Like, no offense, like Billie Piper.
Mm, she was great.
Catherine Tate.
Oh, she was brilliant.
I did love Catherine Tate. She does, I think everything that she touches is gold.
It really is.
She's coming to Sydney at the end of the year.
Oh, how exciting.
For a Catherine Tate live show. Just, I'm very excited for that. Just her ability to go so many characters that are so memorable. Like,
Amist, I'm bothered.
Am I bothered?
Is this face bothered?
Yeah. Bothered. Me. Bothered. No. Bothered. No. I love it. There are so many lines where it's just like, it's just so funny. There was something like, are we your flock? Like, because the teacher, there was one scene where she just decided her teacher was super religious. She's like, is Jesus your savior, miss? Are we your flock, miss? I was just like, are we your flock? I don't know why, but I just love that so much.
Well, that's the thing. When people do say, these are my flock, I'm like, well, we are sheep. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. 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 Oh, good times. Good times. Yeah. What else happened at Comic-Con? The funny thing, Johnny Depp, like there was a bit of controversy there.
Yeah. So for the WB panel, which also looks after Aquaman.
Always going to be controversial considering Amber Heard, his ex-wife, is in Aquaman.
Yeah, so that was a great trailer. But they kind of did their panel, went off, and then they got the Fantastic Beast panel to come on.
Yeah.
Which Johnny Depp had an awkward appearance in character as Gellert Grindelwald, there was booze?
Yeah, well, from what I heard, there were boos when they played the trailer at first and people saw Johnny Depp because obviously Johnny Depp is in our bad books.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of booing, and then he surprised the booing crowd by coming out in character. And I had heard reports that the fans, like some of them obviously still booed him, but they were saying, oh no, generally the fans were very excited that he was there. And it was just like,
you read the reports and it's very
mixed.
I
don't think that they just forgot what happened, or maybe.
No. Many fans were slamming, saying, I can't believe you brought up Johnny Depp just minutes after Amber Heard. It's so irresponsible.
Yeah. Because they would have been waiting in the wings near each other.
Of course. They would have passed each other in the hallways. Yeah.
It's small. They're going to the same stage. It's not like different areas and whatnot.
Yeah. So much for me too there. Hey.
Yeah, guys. Come on. Yeah. Oh, Comic-Con.
Yeah. So that was, But when you watch the trailer, it was actually a good trailer.
Yeah.
But then he came on and he's like, bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah. And it's one of the weird critiques because at the same time you're like, oh, I don't support Johnny Depp being in this movie.
Mm.
But then the truth is you still will go and see the movie and they're still getting like, you know, butts on seats and box office dollars. So mm-hmm. like it's one of those things I think as people, if we were better and we all came together and went, actually, we really don't want Johnny Depp in this. No one's going. Like, let's boycott this film. That would probably send a message. But until then, the reality is that
yeah.
they're going to keep...
So wrong.
So wrong, guys. So wrong.
Comic-Con, eh?
Yeah.
All the things.
All the things. I cannot wait to see what happens then next year. Because surely they just get bigger and better every year, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, the thing I'm interested in seeing the next D23 to see what all Marvel's going to be like. Oh. We're going to do all of this. And then DC and every other property is like, we'll show you at San Diego Comic-Con. we'll show you.
It's like compare and contrast, isn't it?
It totally is.
Someone's there taking notes religiously. You won that round. You won that round. Yeah. This was the point here.
And everyone else is like, he's not what to do when you have someone like Johnny Depp on the stage.
Exactly. Things to learn from.
Yeah, things to learn from. New column. Had to add it this year. We'll call it hashtag me too.
Hashtag mistakes not to make again.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag things that were bloody obvious that we missed. Hashtag things that we'll fire an intern for. We'll blame an intern for it.
Always
and
blame
then,
the intern.
Yeah. Sort it out.
Well, if you want to hear us gaggle more, there is the podcast. But Tali, thank you. We'll catch you next week for more gaggling.
We will indeed. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.